Father, we are so grateful. Thank you for all that you're doing with us in this conference. Thank you for the servant through whom you organized this conference. Thank you for bringing us together from all over. May your will be done. May your will be done. Have your way with us. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you. Take your seat.
Hallelujah.
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 This afternoon, we just want to continue to thank God for Pastor Iso and Lady Pastor Lois. Thank you so much for putting this conference together. Amen. Your clap is not exciting. Put your hands together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I can tell you that it is not easy to bring together pastors. It's not easy at all. And so when you see it done and done successfully, it is something to be commended. Hallelujah. We thank God that you've allowed God to use you and to use you as His vessels. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I also want to salute every father in the ministry, every pastor here, everyone who's taken off some time to be here. God bless you so much. Thank you so much for coming. It's good to see you. Amen.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor we are on a journey. Not every part, you know, this journey we are on, I think it is on an African road. Some parts of the road are okay, some parts of the road are rough. But if we will be patient and if we'll believe in our God, we'll get where He wants us to go. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. This morning we spoke about quite a number of things. We continue talking about the change that is needed in our vessel. We went on to talk about receiving a father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I know that sometimes some of the things that come forth are a little weighty, a little heavy. And sometimes that's why God does the things the way He does, because you know that He is the one speaking. I mean, I have not been in Malawi for even 4 days, so I don't know what goes on here, and you know that it's just the Spirit speaking. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I have come to see that when you just accept God's word, it brings healing in it.
Yes.
And it brings strength, and it brings another opportunity into our lives. Amen.
Amen.
This afternoon, I don't know how much time will allow us, but I just want to conclude on that portion of what we were speaking about, the things that have to do with us in the, you know, in this journey to mega church, to becoming a mega church pastor. And I want to speak to you, please, where's my open Macarius? I want to speak to you about how to follow a man of God closely. How to follow a man of God closely. I think before we left here, Pastor Kanki was showing us the art of following. Can you please find it? I can't see what you have in there. Amen.
Amen.
And there's something about following. And it is an important step on our way to becoming a mega church pastor. Not only should you have a spiritual father, but when you have a spiritual father, you have to follow him closely. So even if you are the one who started the ministry, when you decide that somebody is going to be your spiritual father, You have a purpose in following him. And so you want to be able to follow him closely. And there's a way to do it. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes it is very good to look at an example of somebody who successfully followed closely. And I want us to look very quickly at the example we find in 2 Kings chapter 2. And we'll start with verse
1.
We know that Elisha had followed Elijah for some years. And we know that he served him. We know because we are told that he was the one who poured water on his hands. But you can be pouring water on the hand and nothing is happening in your life. Hello? So you can be pouring the water but nothing is happening in your life. Unless you begin to walk a little closer. And we are going to talk about the situation when you can walk with the person physically and when it's not physical, depending on where the person is.
But
for a brief moment, let's look at 2 Kings chapter 1, and I'll be reading from verse 1 to verse 6.
2 Mafumu chapter 1. Verse 1 paka 6.
2 Kings chapter 2 from verse 1.
Okay, 2 Mafumu 2 kuambia ndime ya 1 paka 6.
It came to pass when the Lord would take up Elijah into heaven by a whirlwind that Elijah went with Elisha from Gilgal.
Yehova ali pafupi kutenga Elia kupita kumwamba mukamvuluvulu. Elia ndiye Elisa anali pa ulendo opita ku Gilgal.
So the two of them were somewhere.
Nde antuwa anali pina kwake.
And Elijah said unto Elisha, tarry here, I pray you, for the Lord has sent me to Bethel. Now allow me to pause right here. First of all, Elijah and Elisha were in Gilgal. And then you see Elijah trying to shake off Elisha, trying to get him to stay behind. And so he tells him that God has sent him to Bethel. I hope you know that at that time there were no cars. And most of the places they went walking. So what it meant was that they were going to walk from Gilgal to Bethel. Some people I know would have been very happy. And they'll say, okay, I'll see you later. We'll see you later. Because of the effort involved. But I think Elisha must have remembered that there was a certain servant who waited and we never saw him again. Do you remember when Elijah had told Ahab that he was praying so that the rain would come? Do you remember that Elijah told him, you go, the rain is coming. Then Elijah went up the mountain. The Bible says he put his head between his knees. It's the only part of the scripture I don't understand. But, but he prayed. Then he told the servant, go and look and see if there's a cloud. The servant went and came back. He said nothing. I saw nothing. He said, go again. The man came back and said, I saw nothing. Go again. Came back, I saw nothing. Eventually, it rained. Elijah told that servant to wait, and the servant is still waiting. I think if we go, we will find him today.
Eliya anamuuza wantchito amene uja kuti dikira mpaka na pano sitimamvaso za amene uja tukuganiza kuti mwinakudikira be mpaka lero.
Elisha was not about to make that mistake.
He said,
this is the man that I'm following. So I want us to look at his answer. Verse 2. Elisha said to him, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave you. So they went down to Bethel. Verse 3. Okay, you can jump over these sons of the prophets. They were people. You see, they are always commentators talking about what is not their business.
I don't know
what is going on. They are talking plenty. Let's go to verse 4. We don't
have to...
Verse 4. Then Elijah said to Elisha, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho. Oh, the way I like Elisha's answer. As the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave. So they came to Jericho. Verse 5, those same sons of the prophet were talking again. Please, they are not our business this afternoon. Let's go to
verse 6.
Then Elijah comes again and he says to Elijah, tarry here, I pray thee, for the Lord has sent me to Jordan. And he said, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave thee. And so the two of them continued. This story is telling us something. When you decide to follow a man of God, he will be moving and making turns you don't understand. Sometimes he himself will even be the person telling you, you are tired, relax. But you are the one who should have it in your heart and say, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, I will not leave. This does not mean that you must go and force your way into your pastor's household. Are you here? The man is on his ministry mission. His time was almost up. And he was walking and doing certain things. There are some people, when they feel that the end is near, they just relax. Elisha said, not me. I have been with you all this time. I am continuing with you. I will be with you until the very end. If you are going to follow somebody, if you are going to follow your spiritual father, your choice is to be with him to the end. Yes, another ministry may come up. It may look more exciting. It may look whatever, but that is not your father. Where you are, that's the father that you chose, and that is your father. Are you in the church? And if you are not determined, you will not make it. Why am I saying that? Have you noticed that the person trying to discourage him was the father himself? It was Elijah who kept on saying, oh, you wait here. Oh, you wait here. Oh, you wait here. I thank God that Elisha was spiritual enough to know that we are going together. We are going everywhere together. I wonder who you have cast your lot in with. When you join that ministry, when you join that church, did you join it only for the good days? Did you join it only when things were going well? When the press took up your father, you left him? The press. The
journalists.
Or when people were angry with your father, where did you go? Did you stay or did you leave? Are you in the house? Can we continue reading our story? We are jumping over verse 7. Those guys were there again. Leave them. Verse 8. Elijah took his mantle and wrapped it together and smote the waters, and they were divided hither, so that the two went over on dry ground.
They
had gotten to a place in Jordan where there was a river that they had to cross. Elijah took off his mantle, hit the water, and they crossed over. A crucial lesson. I said a crucial lesson in how to cross over problems. But sometimes, by the time the father is crossing over the problem, you've left. Remember, he was the one telling Elisha to sit down. To stay. If Elisha had stayed, he would never have known how to cross over rivers called Jordan.
Elisha kana kala pansi saka napunzira kuti kodi kutika kumana ndi Jordan timauloka bwanji.
Amen.
Amen.
The very first thing, let's jump our story a little. After God took Elijah away, the very first crisis Elisha faced in his ministry was the problem of crossing that same Jordan.
Elia atatengedwa kupita kumwamba. Vuto loyamba limene Elisa anakumana nalo kunali kuoloka Jordan.
I'm asking you something,
though.
I'm telling you something, though. The ministry as in it is full of issues. There are rivers on the way. There are rivers on the way. There are mountains on the way. And when you join yourself to a man of God, and you commit yourself to walk with that man of God, when he gets to a mountain, you see how he crosses over that mountain. When he gets to a river, you see how he gets through that river. But if you are like many modern day pastors are, by the time you're going to have the lesson of how to climb the mountain, you have left. Remember, this thing is happening towards the end. They had walked together for some time. Then you find them in Gilgal. Then you find them in Bethel. Then you find them in Jericho. Then you find them in Jordan. They have done so many things. But Jordan came later. What are you going to do when you get to that river? Some time ago, some dangerous sons of my father, they rose up and took him to town on social media. They said all kinds of things. Half truths mixed with lies. And it was a big mess. I was watching. What is my father going to do? Is he going to sit down and cry? What is he going to do?
Atani.
You know what my spiritual father did? Just kept walking. Just kept walking. He didn't answer. He didn't even refer.
Nothing.
He just kept moving. I said he just kept moving. So the day that I was in my church, the people came to stand outside the church and started to throw certain insults. I said, my father's one was even bigger. He didn't mind them. I've not seen, I've not heard.
Continue.
Oh yes. You see, what you don't understand is that I am from a tribe of fighters. There's nothing we enjoy more than a good quarrel. All the boxers in Ghana are from my tribe. And when we start to quarrel, the quarrel can go through generations. We can quarrel until we have forgotten what started the quarrel. But we are continuing. In fact, when you are from my tribe and you are young and you go to boarding school and you come back, you have to come and ask, who is daddy quarreling with now? So that I don't go to the house. Are you there? In fact, there was one man who was quarreling over a piece of land. He said his father's will, so they put in there that a certain piece of land was willed to a young boy who was not yet born at the time when his father died. So he took the case to court. He was a Ghanaian, but he was living in London. And every year in the month of August, he'll come back to continue the case in court. He became a rich man in London. And he owned houses in London. But every August he will come back to continue the quarrel about the piece of land. And he did it until he was an old man. And when he got too old and too weak to continue, he called his nephew. He said, "Guy, I need you to come." Why am I telling you all this? To say to you that for me to come from that tribe,
then
somebody, you've come to stand outside my church to insult me. Let me start to roll my face. It will become a quarrel from now to kingdom come. But because my man of God, who I am following, who by the way comes from the same tribe as me, because when they took him up, he didn't say anything, he just continued walking. I also learned, just continue. Don't
hallelujah.
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 Elijah did not know that he was going to face that same Jordan. But when he got there, he said,
"Eh."
But he was holding the mantle He said, this is the same mantle that my father used to hit the water. Maybe if I hit it, it will open. Did it open or it didn't open?
It opened.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So when we are following, we follow closely. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just give you three ways very quickly. I should have actually done it in the morning. So let me just quickly. Three ways to follow the man of God. The first one, through physical association and close interaction. And this is what we saw in the life of Joshua, where he had Moses as he was Moses' personal servant and minister. And it is what we have seen also in the life of Elisha. So those of you who are blessed enough to walk in a certain way closely with the man of God, do not take it for granted and do not become familiar. Because don't assume that the anointing will come on you. You will have to hold your man of God in a certain regard and follow in a certain way. But for many of us, we cannot get that close
physically.
But we can still follow. How do we follow? You follow the person's words closely. Amen.
Amen.
Even for those who are following physically, if they don't follow the words closely, they will not inherit the anointing. They will not inherit what the Father has. Because words are powerful. In Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 2,
Ezekiel chapter 2, verse 2,
we see an interesting scripture there. And the Spirit entered into me as he spake unto me and set me upon my feet. It is the words that are important. So you can follow the great men of God through their videos, through their books, through the words that they speak. When Elisha was walking with Elijah, you see that they were talking, they were communing together. There are some of you just come and do whatever they ask you to do and then you leave. You're nothing, you don't say anything. And you don't hear anything.
So
that's why the Bible says in 2 Kings 2:11 that it came to pass as they went on and they talked. So some impartation was happening in those words. So stay close to the words. Listen to the words and do them. Amen.
Amen.
If you are in a ministry, if you are in a church, the words that you should hear most of all are the words of your spiritual father. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me? Because as you listen to those words, they are directing you. And you decide that you are staying close to the very end. There are some of you, as soon as church is over, you run off and you go home. When your spiritual father is still around. It's a mistake. Hey, I've come again this afternoon. Holy Spirit. Holy Ghost, don't do this afternoon, please. No drama. Your spiritual father has not gone home.
He's
at church. And you have closed. And you have gone home. You are not yet serious.
Serious is mnayambi. Hey. That one.
I'm also holding my head. Don't worry. You are not yet serious.
Serious is mnayambi.
Oh, but Pastor, he does not need me. I mean, I have to. He does not need you. You need him. You need him. Oh, but Pastor, you see, the children have to go home. Yes, the children have to go home. I didn't say the children have to wait. I said you have to wait. Somebody should take your children home. Hey. Hey, the child is the difficult preaching, Pastor. Hey, that's why are you saying what I'm saying? Did we not read the passage on Elijah and Elisha together? Because I can feel in the spirit somebody saying that, but you look, don't bring this your Ghana things here. But I just read it from the Bible. I said Elijah was even telling Elisha to wait, it's okay. He said no. Are you in the church? As you follow, you see, it's not that your spiritual father has anything to give you before he goes home. It's not that he's going to give you, please, your money is what?
Kwacha.
Kwacha. It's not that he's going to give you 10,000, 100,000 kwacha before he goes home. No.
10,000,
but you see, as he keeps on going, he begins to take note of somebody who is always around when he's leaving. And that thing, it means something. That thing, it means something. Yeah, it means something. Hello. When Bishop Doug was deciding that he was leaving all these his unspiritual adults and going to look for another church, he suddenly remembered some people. He remembered those young people who wouldn't go away when he's there. And that's one of the group, that is what made him choose to go to that church. And it has changed their lives. It has changed their lives. Those young men and women, today they are bishops and senior pastors in churches. They earn normal salaries. They earn normal salary. Their salary at the end of the month is normal.
Salary, wa malandira.
Salary, their pay is the same.
Paid.
Yes, and it's the same. They are full-time pastors. They are paid the same as anybody.
Okay, amalandira salary, mena amalandira abusa inali wose.
And yet,
koma,
they have all built houses.
Ose wa mangama nyumba.
Yeah, yeah. We can see even in the physical. We see the difference.
Yeah.
Between them and the adults. You see, you may feel that I've come to say something that is not comfortable. But I just want to appeal to you. You see, I am standing in a place coming from a ministry where we have been there long enough to see the effects. All those who did not follow 20 years ago, 25 years ago,
25.
They are still pastors today. They are still pastors today. But they have withered on the tree. Do you understand now why I am preaching from my heart? Because where you sit today, we have sat there. The message that I shared with you, I told you it's my father's message. He has shared the same message. Half of us listened and half did not. The half that listened, we have bigger churches. We have prospered financially. Not from our salaries. Not from our salary. God has, you know how God has way of blessing. The heart that did not listen, they also have churches. But they have withered on the tree. If their church was 25 people 10 years ago, it is still 25 people today. The original 25, they have gone. Another 25 have come, but it's still
25.
They have gone nowhere. They have gone nowhere. I remember when our spiritual father would call them. Would call us. Half of us would go. Half would not go. Oh, the excuses were always good excuses. You think Satan is a fool? The excuse is always a valid excuse. I said 25 years later,
but Azaga 25
withered.
Anyala
withered.
Unyala.
Some have come to say, please, I think I want to retire.
Ena abwera nkunena kuti ii ineyo ndifuna ningobanga to retire ningofisia isi.
I'm not enjoying this ministry anymore.
Utumikisuku komanso.
I think I want to stop.
Ndifuna ndisiye.
They have forgotten the scripture that says, he who lays the hand to the plow should not look back. But the real reason is because they stopped following. For as long as we kept following, the Lord kept refreshing us. He kept refreshing us. I tell you, it's not easy to follow. Sometimes you follow and you are sleeping. But you are still following. Sometimes you need a stick to help you. But you are still following. Sometimes you are falling down and getting up. But you are still following. Sometimes my father comes online 4 o'clock in the morning to have prayer. I said, oh God, I'm not. I want to remind him we are getting old. But we are still following. Sometimes we are in the prayer. And I realized I didn't hear the last 5 sentences because I'd fallen asleep. But I tell you, somebody who is following who is sleeping is different from somebody who is not following at all. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you in the church? Please, are you understanding what I'm sharing with you? And I'm just trying to share with you, keep following. Keep going. Keep going. Not because it's easy. But it is the way to go. Put your hands together for the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Wow.
Wow.
Are you going to follow? Are you going to follow?
Yes.
I have one last thing I want to do to show you something. I need some 10. Yes, call your people to come for me. I want to show you something. Sometimes when the preaching is difficult, we have to use acting. It helps us. Sometimes you are in a place where your father has given you a delegated authority. And you begin to wonder what to do. Peoples, are you ready? Can you come quickly for me? Okay. I'm calling them to come and do something for me. Beautiful. Okay. I like how you have come in one logo line, because you're going to stand like that. Yes, just stand. Yeah. So you are the first one. No, just face this side to my right. Good. Then you follow him. Good. You to follow. If you wouldn't mind, Bishop Kwesi, please come and stand here. Okay. So, what we have here is a ministry. You can call it your ministry. And the senior pastor has sent somebody. Are you here?
Good.
And the senior pastor is walking. Now, you are the person over there. And in between, everybody here is a pastor of something. I want you to see something. The person at the end over there cannot see me. He can't see me. So when I start moving, that person is stuck there. The only person they can see for sure is the one in front of them. So, this pastor is on his way somewhere, slowly, please. And they are all coming. He is following him. This one is following this one. This one is following. Please stand right there for me. If along the way, one person falls out, what can happen? Do you understand now why I said that? If a pastor will not follow, remove him. Because if you do not remove him, this line that was following so nicely, if one person falls out, if you don't take care, he can lead so many astray. But that is why Paul gave us a rule. And he said, follow me as I follow Christ. The day I stop following Christ, stop following me. So, she will not be right to turn this way. Because Christ is over there going that way. Yes, we talk about following. I said, yes, we talk about following. But we don't talk about following without using the word of God and without using your mind. You are in a church now, the pastor has started to sleep with the chorister. You better find your way to your pastor and say, Pastor! Please, I'm sorry, but the man you sent to us, he came to sleep with the chorister. We cannot follow. Can you help us? Hey, please come, let me pray for you. We'll not leave the church in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Father,
Amen.
That example shall not come to pass.
Amen.
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 When you are following, you follow, but you are spiritually alert. You are spiritually alert. Oh yes. It's not that you just close your eyes and then you keep. No.
No.
Your Bible is open. You know the word of God. You know what you have been taught. When you see something different, you need to go and say it. You don't just keep following. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, sis. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You will notice, I didn't say you should go and discuss with your colleague pastor. It's not a gossipy moment. If it is a real problem, I say go to your father. Go to the person who sent him. Go to the one who sent him. And say that this is what has happened. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 Put your hands together for Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. But you know, when following works, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have ever followed a queue of cars to the same place in the dust. Sometimes the only light you can see is the one in front of you. And as long as you are following it, it leads you to the right place. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Can I now start my preaching for this afternoon? We are on our road to becoming mega church pastors. And that's why this afternoon I want to start talking to you about the art of preparation. The art of preparation. Unfortunately, it's one of the books I do not have here physically. But preparation is an art that can be learned. Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus is the best example of preparation that we saw, that we have in the Bible. He came on this earth and for 30 years he was preparing for ministry. And he came out and in 3 years he had done everything he was supposed to do and he was gone. Preparation is time consuming. It is all about getting yourself ready for what is to come. And I believe that the church in Malawi is entering into that time of the mega church. We cannot wait for the mega churches to start arising before we prepare. We need to prepare now. Just like how we do not wait until our daughters marry before we start teaching them to cook. We prepare them before. Hello? Otherwise your son-in-law will send you a letter. He sent you a text. Mother-in-law, this is Shima that your daughter has come to make here. I don't understand. Because you didn't prepare her. Are you in the church? I've always had a lot of young girls around me. Many of them. Many have lived in my house for long periods of time. And one time there was this girl. She had been with me for many years. I had taken note that at times when we were cooking, she disappears. But I don't know why I had not thought of it as a serious thing. Until one day. Do you have the palm nut here? You don't eat palm nuts anyway. The palm nut is the nut that we make soup from in West Africa. It also has an oil. the palm oil.
It's,
so it has the soup and it also has the oil.
There
are two different things coming from the same nut. So one day we made palm nut soup in the house. And this young lady came around. And she said to me,
Oh,
I didn't know the soup was from the nut. And I asked her, what did you think? She said she thought we make the light soup and we pour the palm oil into it. This one, I don't know if you can translate.
You see,
there is a light soup we make that is just water and onions and tomatoes. And she thought we make that one.
And
then we take the oil, which is also red, and we pour it inside. And I said, ha! My friend's daughter is getting spoiled in my hands. And that is how it is when you don't prepare. I thank God I saw it early. She was still young enough to learn how to cook. But you, if you are moving towards a mega church, you have to prepare. If you don't prepare, you will make a lot of mistakes. You'll waste a lot of time. It will cost you a lot of money. There are so many things to prepare. But just for the next few minutes, I want to share with you just one thing. To prepare is to rehearse ahead of time. To prepare is to rehearse ahead of time. Proverbs 24 and verse 27 says, prepare thy work without and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build your house.
24 ndi 27 Bible kunena kuti ugwirire ntchito zako zonse makamaka zakumunda ndipo pambuyo pake uyambe kumanga nyumba.
A rehearsal is a private practice session.
Maliheso timapangira kuseri.
And I have to say to you that it's not very interesting.
Ndipo ndineneretu kuti sikuti zimakhala zosangalatsa.
I'm sure you've been enjoying the choir. Pastor, tomorrow I have to come in time to hear them because I've missed hearing them. But I'm sure they will tell you that what you are seeing here is the result of rehearsals. And sometimes the rehearsals can even be boring. But without it, at a big event like this, it will not go well. Hello.
Amen.
So here we are. We are thinking about a mega church. There are some things we need to rehearse. Amen.
Amen.
You see, when you are in your rehearsal, and let's say it's a choir rehearsal, and the song goes bad, you have an opportunity to remix it. Hello? You have an opportunity to redo. But when you don't rehearse and you come to the event, and the song becomes ashes, you cannot redo it. That's why we want to prepare. And we want to prepare by rehearsing. And so this afternoon, I want to give you a few things to rehearse. Number one, rehearse your fighting skills.
mukonzekere luso lanu lomenya nkhondo.
Rehearse your fighting skills.
Mukonzekere luso lanu la kumenya nkhondo.
If you're going to be a mega church pastor,
kati mukufuna kukhala mbusa wa mpingo waukulu,
you cannot continue to say, oh, it's okay.
Simukapitire kumangoti, ah, okay, zili bwino bwino.
Oh, it's all right.
Ah, it is well.
It is well. You cannot continue to do that. Hello?
Amen.
You see, one day, in 1 Samuel chapter 17, we meet a young boy.
1 Samuel 17,
the whole army of Israel was trembling with fear. And from verse 32, 1 Samuel 17, 32. David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. The him was Goliath.
1 Samuel 17,
verse 32. Your servants will go and fight with this Philistine. Saul said to David, you are not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him. You are just a youth, and he has been a man of war from his youth. Then David said to Saul, your servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear and took the lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him and smote him and delivered it out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard and smote him and slew him. Your servant slew both the lion and the bear. And this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he has defied the armies of the living God. David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said to David, go and the Lord be with you. David was a young boy. He had been sent to look after sheep. When he was looking after the sheep, suddenly a lion came. He says, he chased the lion. You know, I can't even imagine it. He caught it, and he collected his lamb from its mouth. And when it rose up to attack him, he finished it. Then he said, another time a bear came. And the bear also came to pick the lamb, a lamb. He chased it, caught it, I'm sure, by its beard, and collected his lamb from the mouth. So when the bear turned to attack him, he killed it. He didn't know at the time that he was rehearsing for Goliath. He didn't know God was giving him rehearsal time. He was rehearsing by saving lambs, because a day would come when he had to fight to save all the people of Israel. There are some battles that you must fight now, because you are going to meet the senior brother of that fight soon. And because he had fought the lion, and because he had fought the bear, he knew what to do. He said, this thing, you see it as a Philistine, but it's just another lion and another bear. And then he said something. He said, the Lord who delivered me from that lion, the Lord who delivered me from that bear, that same God is going going to deliver us now. Hallelujah. Somebody, you have been sent to the backside of the desert. And you have been told to go and build a church there. Pastor doesn't like me. All the people he likes, he has left them in the long way. And he has sent some to Blantyre. Me alone, he has sent me to this place. Backside of the desert. There's nothing here. This place is very hard. The people are very difficult. Stop it! Stop it! He has sent you there to rehearse your skills. To rehearse your skills. To rehearse your fighting skills. We don't fight, it's not a physical fight. The Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the wickedness in high places. It's your rehearsal. It is your rehearsal. You want a mega church? You are not going to wake up tomorrow with a mega church. God, through whoever is over you, he will take you through class 1 to class 2 to class 3, and you will fight the battles one by one.
Muyambira standard 1, 2, 3, gondozo, one by one.
Let me tell you what will happen when you fail the battle. You will simply repeat the class.
Muyambireze kalasiyo.
Is human being that we can bribe to pass us, but God, you cannot bribe him. You have to pass the class.
Mulunguru simungampasa chipupui, muyambireze kalasiyo.
You have been sent to that place to go. It is your rehearsal. Sometimes we are looking for glory. It's not like that. It's a fight. I said it is a fight. I'm talking to somebody today. You have been complaining and crying. Please, 2024 minus 1995, that's how many years?
1995,
do the maths for me now. It's what, how many years? 29 years.
Zaka 29.
29 years ago.
Zaka 29, zapitazo?
My husband and myself, we had just returned from Norway in Europe. Norway is one of the richest countries in the world. Are you there? Everything works. And we had lived there for 8 years as students, furthering our studies. And when we came back, we came to see Bishop. And he said,
okay.
Have you seen that corner of Ghana where this woman comes from? It's the north of Ghana.
Kumpoto kwa Ghana.
Where we are from, the temperature when it is high is 35 degrees. Where she is from, the temperature when it is high is 42, 45. Where we had been coming from, the temperature is minus 30, minus 10, plus 2, plus 5. Our father looked at us and he said,
see that place. 32 degrees, 45 degrees.
Go over there. We said we are on our way. And we picked our children with us. The youngest was a 5-month-old baby. And we went. When we got there, we arrived on a Friday after about 14 hours on the road. By Monday, my husband, who is never sick, was ill. I had to take him to the hospital. When we got to the hospital, they said, well, you have malaria, we have to keep you here. So, they gave him a bed. Then they sent a male nurse to give him an injection. And my husband looked at me and said, that man can't give me an injection. He is drunk.
So,
the nurse was drunk on duty. My 5-month-old baby was in the house. And he's not a baby. The other man in my life, he was in the hospital. I remember leaving him in the hospital to go and breastfeed my baby. And as I opened the door to our house, I forgot to tell you that when we arrived in the house, the first thing that happened was that I discovered that there was no running water. I had arrived in the night. We had come with 3 children. Aged
6. Zaka
6.
2.
And 5 months.
Miezi 5.
After a 14-hour journey.
And
14. There was no water.
Tukupeza kuti kulibe madzi pampope.
That Monday as I opened the door and I went into the bedroom.
Then ndikutsegula nochitsego ndikulowa.
I heard the voice of Satan.
Ndinalimva liwu la Satana.
I will kill him.
Ndikuphera mamuna wako.
And for a moment I froze. As pure fear.
Caught me.
Then I remembered Psalm 91.
We
had not even had time to unpack. Everything was everywhere. But there was a mattress on the floor. I remember as the tears were pouring down my face. And I looked for my Bible. And I began to confess it. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I shall say of my God, He is my refuge and my fortress. I did not know it, but I was rehearsing for my mega church. Are you in the church? I was rehearsing for the day that somebody was going to send me poison eggs. We were rehearsing for the day that someone was going to send us poisoned yams. We were rehearsing for the day that my 9-year-old son was going to be introduced to weed on a school bus. But I am happy to tell you that just like David, we learned to say, the God who delivered me from the lion and from the bear, that God will deliver us. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
I say it to the glory of God that today my husband is the pastor of a large church. I am also the pastor of another church, also large. Our first son is the bishop of another church. Our third son is the pastor of another church in Madagascar. Our second son is also a pastor. He's a medical doctor, but he's a lay pastor in the Gambia. I say it to the glory of God. Rehearse it and rehearse it and rehearse it. Rehearse your fighting skills. If the devil had never threatened me, I would never have known his voice. I wouldn't have known how to fight him back. Stop complaining about that desert. Enter into your place and stand there like the man of God that you are. Stand there like the woman of God that you are. And if the members of the church are only 3, preach to them as if they were a crowd of 3,000 people. Talk to them. Pastor them. Love them. It is your rehearsal.
akonde.
Oh yes.
Lalikirani nintima wanu onse.
Makaba sunda la materianda. Oh yes. Oh yes. Oh yes. It was in Tamale that I met this young lady. She became one of our converts from a Muslim home. I thank God today she and her pastor, husband are pastors here. They've been here for about 20 years or something like that. Yeah. I thank God that we went. I thank God that we went. I remember that we used to preach in villages. It was like a joke. It was like a joke. Because we didn't have anything, even chairs. We'll get to the village to have a church service. Oh, just bring the bench from your house. Bring the bench from your house. And we'll go with a rechargeable lamp because there was no light. But we will preach like a house on fire. I said we'll preach like a house on fire. And I can tell you story after story. I remember going to have a crusade in a village. And the chief allowed me to use the front of his palace. He was a Muslim, by the way. He was a Muslim. But he allowed us. And as I gave the altar call, suddenly my eyes fell on the chief sitting outside as though he was not part of the meeting. And as we led the people through a translator to give their lives to Christ, I saw the old man also repeating the prayer. 2 days later, he was dead. I remember another crusade. I have to tell you that today I sometimes wonder if we were sane because we did quite a number of mad things. But it was a rehearsal. I didn't know. I just went, my church members, I had nice young church members, and we went down the Salaga Road. Salaga is a town. And we went and found the town, and we said we're coming to preach the gospel. And we went ahead and we brought people to listen. We preached. It was when I asked people to give their lives to Christ that I saw an old man, if I wasn't so old, standing in the line. And I whispered to my translator. I said, the man with the hat on his head, that's the imam. Do you know who an imam is? That's the Muslim priest. He had left the children in the mosque reciting the Quran. He had come to stand there to receive Christ. When we had finished preaching, we didn't have anywhere to sleep. It's not a problem. We put chairs together. People
had
the next morning, the villagers had made us a very nice, big, huge pot of cocoa. I don't know how you pronounce
it.
And we drank it all and then we went back home. Sounded like madness, but what looked like madness, it was a rehearsal. It was a rehearsal. Don't fight your rehearsal. Learn from it. Use it. Do it.
Chitani.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. Number two. Rehearse your preaching skills.
Mubangeso riheso lusolanu la kulalikira.
Rehearse your preaching skills.
Lusolanu la kulalikira.
Tomorrow, if the Spirit allows, we'll go a bit more into it. But I need to tell you that some churches don't grow because the preaching is not good.
Yeah.
Preaching is an art. Amen.
Amen.
I believe it was yesterday I was saying to you that the Bible tells us that it is God who has ordained that by the foolishness of preaching, that's how people will be saved.
And so when
we don't preach well, the church does not do well. And that is probably why God may have given you the size of church that you have now. So that you can rehearse how to start the message, how to stop. You can rehearse how to preach for a long time and how to preach for a short time. You can rehearse how to preach when there are some people, you know, some people in the church who come as if they know everything. When you look at their face, you are even intimidated. He'll teach you to rehearse so that even when they are there, you can still preach. He'll teach you to preach with an interpreter or without an interpreter. Some of you who speak only Cheche, where you have to go and get an English interpreter to interpret for you. You will learn how to preach in the rainy season and the dry season. You will learn how to preach when the people, their faces are dead, and when the people are excited and making noise.
Hey!
Hey! I thought you said you want to be mega church pastor. Now that I'm telling you the rehearsal you should have, look at how you are quiet. But I need to read the story for you from Bishop Doug. That's why I'm so sad I don't have a copy of this book to give to you. But he says, one day I found myself in a stadium with 100,000 people. It was time to preach the word of God. I had been rehearsing this very thing with much smaller groups. All I had to do was to do what I had been doing in the smaller groups. Preaching to 100 people became preaching to 100,000 people. I said preaching to 100 people became preaching to 100,000 people. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's the same thing. But you have to rehearse it. Sometimes you have to rehearse in front of a mirror. Yeah. Why? Because you don't know how you look when you are preaching. And because sometimes sometimes nobody in your church can tell you how you look. You know, nowadays we have phones that can do some recording. If you have a trusted person, you can ask them to take a recording for you. Because sometimes when you watch it, you'll understand what's going on. Because maybe you have been preaching like this. Helping your Bible to share Samuel chapter
5.
We are reading from the first verse. Hey!
Hey!
But sometimes you're not aware.
Koma iwe sikudziwa.
And it's very difficult for somebody to tell you. Recently, I told my praise and worship team. I sentence you to go in to do your praise and worship yourself in front of your mirror. And see whether you like what you see. Because some of them had been coming to church to lead praise and worship with a frown. Very stiff. No smile. Ah, God reigns. Do I look like somebody whose God reigns?
So I said, have a look.
I said, the reason you can't take the congregation with you is that we don't know where you are going with that face. When we look at you, we don't know, should we follow you or we should not follow you? As soon as I said it, they mentioned the name of one young lady there. Because she never smiled. But after going to watch herself in the mirror, she said, Pastor, I have changed. Oh, yes. Because you know, these are precious people. People are coming into church, some of them are so down. And it's as you lift that praise and you lift that worship that their spirit also returns to them.
Rehearsal.
Push your neighbor and say, I'm rehearsing. Let me give you one last one before we close for the day. You've got to rehearse your healing ministry. In Luke chapter 9, verses 1 and 2, we are told that Jesus called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. What was Jesus doing? He was allowing his disciples to rehearse their healing ministries. And that is why he sent them out. It is important to rehearse your healing ministry. Can I read another story from Bishop Doug for you? He says,
Akuti.
One day I was preaching to a group of about 20 people. And I felt the Lord telling me that I really needed to pray for the sick. I did not want to pray for the sick because there were so few people present. But as I preached, I could not get away from the conviction to pray for those people. But I felt I would be in danger if I did not obey God. Finally, I prayed for the sick. And the man who had been blind in one eye came forward to testify. He said he had been blind for many years in one eye, but was now totally healed. I could not believe my eyes as this man testified. I realized that God had given me a great rehearsal for other days, where I would see many other blind people healed.
Hallelujah.
And he goes on to say, so don't run away from every opportunity to pray for the sick. He says, every every testimony of headache that has been healed is a rehearsal for bigger testimonies one day.
Umbonulo onse uri unawake wachiritsidwa madwala mutu ndi riheso imeneyo ya maumbono akulu-akulu amene akubwera kutsogoloko.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then he goes on to say,
akunena so kuti,
one day I was about to preach when the president of a nation walked in.
Pamene president wa dziko limene analowa,
he sat behind me on the stage.
Anakhala kumbuyo kwanga.
Throughout my preaching, he said, but that evening, I simply did what I have always been doing. I did what I had done in many other rehearsals. God was preparing me for the day when the president of a country will be sitting behind me with all his ministers and security men. I don't know about you, but many of us, if the president comes, the service will change. Yeah, our legs will be shaking, our hands will be trembling. But because of the rehearsal, sometimes your rehearsing is only one person there. Keep going. Your rehearsing is only 10 people there. Keep going.
Amen.
Your rehearsing is only 30 people there. Keep going. You are rehearsing for the day that your mega church is up. Keep going.
Pitirizani kupitirirabe munthu mmodzi 10, 30. Imeneyo ndi riheso imene mukonzekera tsiku imene mudzakhale ndi chimpingo chachikulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't shy away from the rehearsal.
Musathawe riheso.
As I close,
imene ndikutseka,
one day Bishop Doug went to preach in a country. And this was a country where they had such big security issues. Right from the airport, they had put him in a car. All these soldiers around him. In an atmosphere that you can easily spoil the preaching. But he had been rehearsing. He had been rehearsing. And as he went about the crusades and he just kept preaching. And the healings just kept happening. By the way, this was a country of another religion that I cannot say in the microphone. On his last day when he finished, and they escorted him to the plane. And the head of security, you know, they look very impressive. And the assistant, they insisted on escorting him onto the plane. And as soon as he got onto the plane, and they were sure that nobody was there to see, they took off their hats and they knelt down and they said, we too, we want your Jesus. We too, pray for us. We too, pray over us. From today, don't complain about your rehearsal. Give it your everything. Because you are practicing for another day. The day is coming when you are going to be 5,000. When you are going to be 10,000 right here in Malawi. But for now, it is time to rehearse. Let's stand to our feet and let's do some rehearsing in prayer as we welcome our father and pastor to lead us. God bless you.
Pray in the Holy Spirit. Lift your voice. Shakata ragade, masuta ragade. Pray in the Spirit, everyone. Lift your voice. Shakata rigade, masuta ragade. Yakata ragade, masuta ragade. Shakata ragade, masuta ragadala maha. Yakata ragada la baba baba basa. Yakata ragade masuta ragade. 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 Makata ragade masuta ragade. Lupa saragade mashakala gade yakata ragade masuta ragade yakata ragade masuta ragade yakata ragade masuta ragade yakata ragade mashakala baba makata ragada bakata ragada yakata ragade masuta ragade yakata ragade masuta Ragade, Sakata Rigade, Masaka Ragade, Yakata Ragade, Masuta Ragade, Makata Ragade, Masuta Ragade, Yakata Ragade, Masuta Ragade. Shakata ragade bosia Yakata ragade masuta ragade Yakata ragade mashaka ligade Makata ragada la bakata ragade Masuta lagagade le bosuta ragade Ya shakata regade makata ragade Yakata ragade masuta ragade Yakata ragade masuta ragade Yakata ragade la bakata ragade Shakata ragade la bakata ragade Yakata ragade masuta ragade Yakata ragade masuta ragade Makata ragade bobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobobob Shakata rigade makuta rakade makata rakade yakata rakade masata rakade makata rakada la basuta rakade besita rakadinda shakata rakade makata rakade makata rakade Yakata rakatana basuta rakatana bakaya Yakata ragade basuta ragade Yakata ragade basuta ragade bahande Makata ragade basuta ragade Yakata ragade basuta ragade Yakata ragade masata ragade Shakata ragade makata ragade Yakata ragade masata ragade Shakata ragade makata ragadinde Shakata ragada makata ragade Thank you Jesus Thank you Father In Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Apostle Paul said,
Paulo dati,
having therefore obtained help of God, I continue this day. I continue unto this day. Witnessing to both small and great. He continued because he obtained the help of God. We want to pray for help. Father, according to the teachings that are coming through, please help me to do the right thing. We need to obtain obtained the help of God to do the things we are being taught. Lift your voice and pray. How many are praying online, on ground? Wherever you are, lift your voice. We are praying, asking for the help of God. Lord, let me obtain help to continue in these things, to continue in these things, to prepare for the mega church, to prepare for ministry. Lord, I obtain help. I obtain help. I obtain help. I obtain help. I obtain help to continue in these things, to apply these things, to abide in these things. In the name of Jesus. Shakataragadala Mahande. Shakataragade. I obtain help. I obtain help. I obtain help. In the name of Jesus. I obtain help. I obtain help. I obtain help. In the name of Jesus. I obtain help, Lord. I obtain help, Lord. I obtain help, Lord. I obtain help. I obtain help. I obtain help. In the name of Jesus. I obtain help. In the name of Jesus. Help to continue. Help to continue. Help to abide. Help to obey. Help to act according to your word. In the name of Jesus. I obtain help. I obtain help. Help for continuity. Help for obedience. In the name of Jesus. Shakata ragada. Yakata ragade. Yakata ragade. Yakata ragade. Sakata ragada la babandia. Shakata ragade. Yakata ragada. Bakata ragada. Yakata ragada. Bakata ragada. Yakata ragada. Makata ragada la basata ragada. I obtain help. 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 In the name of Jesus. I obtain help to continue. I obtain help to obey you. I obtain help to apply these things. In the name of Jesus. I obtain help. I obtain help. I obtain help. In the name of Jesus. Shakata ragadana mahandi. Zakata rigade bakata ragada. Yakata ragada la babasaya. Shakata ragade. Yakata ragada. Sakata ragada la babababasaya. Lipa shakata. Lipa kata ragadi. Yakata ragada la bakaya. Yakata ragade bakata ragade. Makata ragade. Yakata ragade. Ragade, makata ragade, makata ragade, makata ragade, shakata ragadia, yakata ragada, yakata ragada, yakata ragada, lupasata ragadia. Thank you, Jesus. Shakata ragada la baba, yakata ragade, yakata ragade, masata ragadia. Yakata ragadia, yakata ragadia, sakata ragada la baba, yakata ragada, yakata ragada, lupasata ragadinde, yakata ragada la bakata ragada la bakata ragada, sakata ragada la bakata ragada, yakata 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 ragada la bakata ragada. Katia, Ya Katabra 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 Katia, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Makata ragata na baka. Shakata ragade ne busaya. Lumpasata ragata na baka. Yakata rigade, makata rigade, makata rigade. Yakata ragada na bahane. Yakata ragada, makata ragada. Yakata ragade, masata ragade. Yakata ragada na bakaya. Shakata ragade, makata ragade. Yakata rigade, makata ragade. Sakata ragade, makata ragade. Yakata ragade, makata ragade. Yakata ragade, makata rababa. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Lord, we give you praise. Likataragadaya. Sakataragade. Shakataragade. 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 Lupasataragadinde. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh Lord, we give you praise. Oh Lord, we give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name.
Thank you, Lord.
I believe that something unimaginable is about to explode. Something explosive is about to happen in this nation. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I believe that there is going to be an outbreak of the ministry of signs, wonders, and miracles. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. 3 minutes, I want you to lift your voice and say, Lord, give me grace to follow. You see, it's all about following. Following. Grace to follow. Grace to follow. To follow these things. To follow the things I have been taught. You see, Jesus said something. Luke 6. Verse 46. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord? Verse 46. Why do you call me Lord, Lord? When you do not do the things that I say. He says, be doers of the word. And not hearers only. He says, you don't qualify to call me your Lord. You don't qualify, yes, to call me Lord if you can't follow the things I say. And God has sent his anointed servant to say certain things to us. And those things are being said. They are being spoken. They are being taught. They are being imparted. We better do them. Father, give me grace to follow. You are going to pray like a wounded soldier. Lift your voice and pray. Shakata na gada na bakata na gada. Lima sata na gada na bakuta. Shakata na gada na bakata na gade. Shakata riga be bakuta na gada. Masata liga gaga kata. Shakata riga be le bosata na gada. Yakata riga dala basaya. Yakata riga dala basaya. Lupa kata liga gaga. Shakata riga daya. Masata liga gata liga ta. Shakata riga de. Yakata riga dala basaya. Yakata riga taya. Yakata riga taya. Yakata riga taya. Shakata riga taya. Yakata riga daya. Yakata riga daya. Yakata riga daya. Grace to follow. 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 Shakata riga daya. Yakata. 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 Shakata kia. Lagata riga da. Yakata riga da. Yakata riga da. Yakata riga da. Yakata riga da. Shakata ragadia, shakata ragadia, shakata ragadia, shakata ragadia, shakata ragadia, masata ragadi, makata ragadana masa, yakata ragadaya ba. Lukata ragadi Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hey. You see, only one word can describe what is happening in this conference. Do you want me to tell you what it is? We are being cooked. This is a cooking process. We are being cooked into something. Into something. And may you never miss it in the name of Jesus. I said, may you never miss it in the name of Jesus. I'm talking to you. I said, may you never miss it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister Joy, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is something else. And what a privilege that we have someone who, by the grace of God, God saved. Yes, God born again. And decided to follow a man who trained her. And then that man said, you are going to the nations with the books. And she obeyed. And here she is this week. Somebody give the Lord a shout of praise. What a blessing. What a blessing. Tell your neighbor, what a blessing, what a blessing, what a blessing. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please be seated. Let's give. And you see, we are only giving the best. And as we are packaging our offerings, please, if you need an envelope, just signify by lifting a right hand. The ushers will give you one. Ushers, there are several people without envelopes. Now, please, let's talk about the books. We have the Makarios, which is a compendium of 60 books. Ushers, please, can you help us? Yeah. It's a compendium of 60 books written by Bishop Doug Heward Mills. And these packs are both in English and Chichewa. But the ones available for now are the Chichewa ones. But you can always place an order for the English version. Amen.
Amen.
And the packs are going at 100,000. And please, we are encouraging ministers and ministries to get these books because they are very important for the training of our people. And if you cannot manage to raise 100,000 on your own, please partner with someone so you put your resources together to get the pack. But we also have single books, the English ones at the book desk there, at the book stand. And as you get these books, make sure you don't forget to get this one, a good general. Please. It came so strongly as we were listening to the word of God that I need to talk about this book. A good general. You want to be a mega church pastor? You have to be a good general, my friend. And this is it. Everything, I mean, this is a reference manual. It's not a book you read once and then you throw it away. No, it's a reference manual for every minister who wants to be a good soldier of Christ. What we are saying is, get the whole pack. Amen.
Amen.
But if you want to get single books, don't forget to get a good general.
A good general.
A good general. Amen.
Amen.
How many want to be good generals? Please, it doesn't just happen. It's not just about wishing that you became one. There are principles and you find them here. And may the good Lord bless you as you prepare to get these books. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right. I will ask Mama Chokoto to come and pray over the offering. Amen.
Amen.
She is the wife of the general overseer of the Living Christian Church. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I know you are clapping for Jesus. Make it better.
Shall we pray? Let us raise our envelopes. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, We thank you and we bless your name this afternoon. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you are doing upon us in this week. Indeed, Lord, you are cooking us and preparing us that we can be good generals in your kingdom. We thank you, Father, for the offerings that we have in our hands. As we give unto you, Lord, we pray that, Lord, you shall bless these offerings for the extension of your kingdom. And want to thank you, Lord, even for all those who have given towards this meeting in this week. We pray that, Lord, you shall bless each one of them. Lord, as we have heard your word, we pray that we shall only be hearers, but we shall be doers of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, may your name be glorified and be honored. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we have prayed. Amen.
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 Please let us give. Let us give. Glory be to God. Very shortly, our guest speaker will be filing out to the glory of God, ready for tomorrow. My God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So please, let's usher our guest to the car. Please, let's honor the grace of God. Let's honor the grace of God. Glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you adoration for the graces that you are releasing in our time, the gifts of men that you have made available in the body of Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Please sit down. Tomorrow we begin at 7:30. Please don't miss it. Because tomorrow we'll be venturing into deeper seas, deeper oceans, because the anointing is progressive. We are moving from one layer of grace to higher layers of grace, and this to the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I hope that you are also making friends with other ministers that you have met in this conference. Don't be a loner. Know someone. There are many pastors here, many leaders. Know someone at least. Amen.
Amen.
Ministry also works with what we call networking and friendships. Networking and friendships. Praise the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Who is giving us announcements?
All
right. It looks like we don't have anything special this evening. Therefore, may we rise on our feet. Please take note that all our PICC pastors and leaders from across, we are meeting here at 6. Don't miss it for anything. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lift your two hands. Let's appreciate God. Let's give God thanks. Let's bless him. Let's magnify him. Father, to you be the praise.
Thank you, Father.
Father, to you be the glory.
We magnify your holy name.
We celebrate you.
Thank you, Lord.
We magnify you.
We give you glory.
We appreciate you.
We give you praise.
We honor you.
We adore your holy name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive all the glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Receive all the praise.
We love you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
We love you, Lord.
We celebrate your holy name.
We love you, Lord.
We celebrate your holy name.
We love you, Lord.
We celebrate your holy name.
We love you, Lord.
We celebrate your holy name.
We love you, Jesus.
Thank you, mighty Father.
We give you thanks.
Thank you, mighty Lord.
We give you praise. We give you glory. We celebrate you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
I'll ask our Father to come and release us with a prayer. Apostle Mike Chisale.
Apostle Mike Chisale.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yes, please. Yeah. Amen.